Macmillan Audio presents Creation Machine by Andrew Bannister. Read for you by Caitlin Davies. Dedicated to the Leicester Writers Club. Obel Moon. The 1003rd day of Fleer's imprisonment dawned clear and cold. Frost fuzzed the stone battlements of the monastery, and the plains 1,500 meters below were veiled in mist. Fleer paused halfway through her daily walk up the shadow stair and gathered the thin prison fatigues into folds around her, as if that would help keep out the cold. It didn't. She had been climbing for 20 minutes, and her clothes were clammy with sweat that was beginning to freeze. An unmodified human would have been in trouble by now, and she wasn't far behind. She shivered and started climbing again. Movement was vital. She was 22. She intended to live to be 23. Beside her, the small, elongated, featureless gray ovoid that followed her everywhere gave off its quiet hum. Do something, anything to get information out. The monastery was the oldest structure on Obel. No one knew who had built it. The name wasn't original. It had first been called the monastery when it was already 1,000 years old, by a sect of flagellant penitents who had lived there at the end of the Second Industrial Age. The title had stuck for 17 millennia, and the present occupants, the Strecky Brotherhood, had kept it. The monastery rose from the dust plains in a jumble of ziggurats, domes, and spires. Not all were vertical. Some stuck out sideways. A few were upside down, and one whole section floated a little off to the side and inverted itself like an hourglass every 11th day. The whole thing came to a point in the...